Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Junkie says school cafeteria pizza was always solid.
Junkie? I think it depends on the school.
See, I think it sucked. If I were to describe the Houston, like, if I was looking for a like to a like, right? Like, yeah. This, because we just talk about how these teams are tasty. If I were to say what's the equivalent of school cafeteria square pizza, I would say the David Culley Texans.
Oh.
I know Analytics has those things out there.
Made me sick.
I ate it all the time.
It was so bad.
And knowing that it wasn't good pizza, but for some reason it was just a hit. I don't know.
I ate it one time and never ate it again.
The school I went to had good pizza for 2 years. And then I don't know what.
DiGiorno's?
And then I don't know what they did.
DiGiorno's would be fine.
Yeah. And then they just like changed the pizza. And it was just tragically terrible.
Yeah.
Our junior and senior year.
No, school cafeteria square pizza was not always solid. In fact, it was always terrible. 1970, I'm not sure what you mean by that. I think I agree, but then also, like, you might be a pervert. School lunch got ruined when they got rid of strawberry milk. I used to love strawberry milk as a kid, but I probably haven't had it in 35 years.
It was never my thing.
I don't think I've ever had it.
I used to love it.
I'm sure I've had it occasionally, but I don't remember drinking it.
Yeah, I used to love it. I would get the syrup. The syrup.
Oh,
and
like
then you'd
the,
put
yeah.
it in the milk and stir it okay. up. That's what I would do. Yeah.
Never a big fan of chocolate milk either. I don't know why.
Oh, I love chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk's delicious.
Yeah, I never liked it. I don't know.
It's one of my favorite parts.
I never liked milk.
My favorite parts about being a dad, chocolate milk in the house.
Oh, really?
I thought it was the
now?
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah, chicken nuggets.
Okay, that might be kind of weird, right?
No.
Like, as an adult, you're drinking chocolate milk?
No, it's got good protein.
How recently have you drank
chocolate milk? It's not great protein. It's some protein.
Yeah,
it's
just
depending on the type of milk you get, it can be
yeah,
good protein.
If you're getting, like, the Fairlife, it's not bad.
Yeah, that's what we get. I had some, like, last
BS week. Flag.
It's probably like last week.
Yeah, you got a poker. Yeah, your poker face did not hold up there.
Immediately chuckled. You don't buy Fairlife.
No, it's expensive.
I keep my challenge.
Challenge successful.
He immediately started grinning.
I was going to see if I could get away with it.
He was bluffing. Josh from Seabrook, right? The Astros are the awful breakfast pizza in middle school. Cardboard crust, cream cheese, scrambled eggs from the carton, and fakin' bacon bits.
That wasn't the worst pizza I had growing up in school. It was when we'd get the Mexican pizza. Did you ever get that, Jeremy?
From Taco Bell?
No. From like an elementary school
I never
cafeteria.
Saw it in elementary
it,
school.
It was on our menu in elementary. It was awful.
I never saw it.
Ours was always just like cheese or pepperoni.
We'd have that
ours
too.
Was cheese.
Yeah,
we'd have that too, but occasionally they'd hit us with the Mexican pizza, but it was the same pizza. They just changed the cheese.
That's weird.
To like a yellow like Jack Colby Jack or I don't know something like that. And it was terrible.
Brandon with all time bad takes today. Square pizza was elite, and strawberry milk is trash. I was five. Eric the buyer. I remember being in the seventh grade when school lunches suddenly became horrible and even cheaper overnight. It's actually terrible what they feed our children. Like a legitimate take on this, it is terrible. Adults drinking chocolate milk is weird.
No, it's not.
I agree.
No, it's not.
I think it's kind of weird.
It's in the house.
Two against one.
I think it's kind of weird.
Whatever.
I mean, Branham baby drinks chocolate milk. I don't think I've had chocolate milk in 30 years.
I think you're doing life wrong.
I don't think I've had it in 30
How
years.
How often are you drinking chocolate milk, Joe?
I was like, not like maybe like once a week when we have it. Just like a little glass. Not a lot.
When do you drink it?
Depends on when I want it. Sometimes before bed, sometimes before work. It just depends.
I hope you sip on it when you're doing your Cubs post games at night in the background.
That'd be so
funny.
You're
just sipping on chocolate.
Joe is a child. What other children food do you eat?
Let's see. Goldfish, applesauce.
Fruit roll-ups? Eat fruit roll-ups?
No, he doesn't. We haven't introduced that to him yet. Right. But like fruit snacks. Why not? They're in the house. Need a little snack.
Do you eat Lunchables?
No.
Okay. All right. No.
Somebody said that's super weird. Y'all are out of your mind, and ice cold chocolate milk is absolutely elite. Strawberry milk is pretty good. My 5-year-old was telling my 4-year-old what to expect at his new school's cafeteria and found out she ate donuts every morning last year. That is terrible.
Yeah, you can eat really poorly in school.
Grown men playing virtual football games and drinking chocolate milk. Nothing's manlier than that. Stromboli always hit during school lunch. I did like a Stromboli. Did you ever have the Strombolis?
I don't think we ever had Stromboli in school.
Strombolis were solid. Eric the Buyer, trash take, chocolate milk is appropriate for everyone. Okay, let's move on from cafeteria school
lunch.
You don't
want to talk about chocolate
milk? This show is so ADHD.
That's fine.
We're so ADHD.
We're for everybody. Well,
don't run away from the topic. It's hot. Yeah.
What do you? The texts are done.
Okay, all right.
I think the well is dry.
All right.
This is how excited people are for Texas training camp. That they're like, let's talk chocolate milk.
Joe drinks a warm glass of milk before shuffling to bed in his slippers.
It's not warm.
Hey, to yuck your yum, humans are the only adult mammal who consumes milk. It's cool. Gross.
Thanks for the fact.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
I don't really drink milk.
It's good.
I really don't drink milk at all. I didn't really like it as a kid. I'm kind of, I mean, I guess I get it in other things. I eat cheese.
Yeah.
Ice cream on occasion.
I haven't drank it regularly in a decade, but I did for a long time.
Hot take, all school lunches should be free no matter what. Yeah, why
sure,
not?
Why not?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Do you guys have vending machines?
Yeah.
High school. In high school, I did.
Yeah, we had them. Yeah.
What do you mean too old? When do you think vending machines were created? What does that mean? I don't know. You think that's an age thing?
I just want to throw it out there.
I think vending machines were in school.
I think Joe's just
like,
trying to get one back because we've been piling on this site.
Weren't they in the movie Dazed and Confused?
Well, more like,
I don't know. I don't remember.
It was more like, I don't know if they were.
They've definitely been around for a long time.
In schools. Because now they're out of schools again.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
We had them in high school.
At least I don't know if they are.
Soda vending machines.
Yeah, they got rid of soda vending machines at my high school. So no more. You're the candy vending machine? Elite.
Yeah, we had the vending machines too. Really man drink goat milk. I think you meant real man drink goat milk, not really man. You guys probably put ketchup on hamburgers and chicken tenders.
No.
I mean, I'll put some ketchup on my cheeseburger every now and then.
I don't.
It's not my
mustard.
I'm
an easy mustard, maybe an easy ketchup. Also, sometimes just eat it without any condiments.
Yeah, yeah. But if I'm having a condiment, it's either barbecue sauce or mustard.
On a burger?
Yeah, not ketchup.
Barbecue sauce on a burger?
Yeah, like if you, like you can, like Burger Chain downstairs has like a Texan burger, it's like bacon, like onion strings and barbecue sauce. It goes well together.
I don't like barbecue on my burger.
It's not my go-to for every burger, but as a change-up every once in a while, it hits.
What about the what do you eat with your chicken tenders? Because you have to have a condiment for that.
Usually like a honey mustard.
Yep. Ranch.
Really?
Honey mustard or ranch.
Or if I have it, just Chick-fil-A sauce.
I
love
the honey mustard.
Sauce.
I like to do usually a barbecue sauce.
That's fine, too.
A ranch, perhaps. Sometimes I like a spicy ketchup.
Yeah, if I have the spicy ketchup from Waterburg, I'll use that, or Chick-fil-A sauce if
Buffalo
I have that
sauce
at home.
Is good.
Greece had vending machines with cigarettes in it. That's true. Ice cold Fruitopia from the vending machine was a go-to. I didn't like Fruitopias. Mayo on burgers always. You like mayo on burgers?
It's okay.
Not a big mayo guy. I haven't had a glass of milk or anything similar since junior high. I'm 33. Yeah, it's not really an adult drink.
Whatever. I'm a child. I don't care.
Do you put a lid on it with a sippy straw?
No.
You drink it out of a sippy cup?
No. I don't.
They warm up the milk for you?
Nope.
Promised Land chocolate milk will change your life. It's like a glass of melted chocolate ice cream. I've had Promised Land ice cream when I was a child. They serve it in the glass jars. Promised Land.
I know those, yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty good. All right, let's get to the best bets. Texans' best bets. What are the best prop bets that are out there for the Texans right now? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
1976, D&M Leasing opened their doors with one mission, making a vehicle easier, smarter, and more affordable than buying it the old-fashioned way. 50 years later, that mission stands true right now. The average car payment right now is about $800 a month. If you qualify, you can get payments for as low as $400 through D&M Leasing. You're not stuck in a long-term car payment. We're going to take 8 to 10 years to pay that thing off and get a ton of negative equity. Instead, you can lease a vehicle through D&M Leasing, be out in 3 years, get a new vehicle then, and just have a much better experience overall. On their website, dmautoleasing.com, you can see their full list of inventory available to you right now. When you pick your car, you can get that thing within 24 to 72 hours, and they'll even deliver it right to your house, your office, or wherever you're at, and take your trade-in as well. Give them a call right now, 713-290-1000, or visit them at dmautoleasing.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This text, speech to text kind of jacked that up. I'm just going to read the text. I bought a Surge one time out of my high school vending machine, and it was stuffed full of shirt. They said Surge and a free Surge on the inside of the cat. Sure, if y'all remember those days.
I didn't get any of that.
Same.
Bought a Surge?
Bought a Surge. You ever have a Surge?
Probably.
They say it reduces your sperm count. It had like yellow 34 or something in it, was it?
That was like before Mountain Dew, right?
It was like a food coloring. Like I think it was like a yellow 34 or something like that.
Yeah, because that was the same thing they said about Mountain Dew at first.
Yeah.
And then.
Which I don't think the Brits drink Mountain Dew. I don't think it passes their like food and drug association stuff.
Probably good.
Yeah, we have like all the dyes and they don't.
I used to drink a lot of Mountain Dew when I was a kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That explains some things.
Tracks.
All right, what bets do y'all like for the Texans?
Jerks.
I'll go ahead and start.
Your segment. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, if we have time, I have three of them. But the one I
said that you had two.
I know, but I found another one.
He likes to talk.
Again, if we have time, it's no big deal. I can always save it for Saturday.
How long do you think these prop bets are going to take? You got 7 minutes here.
He's explaining like, 1 hour.
Is this your thesis?
No.
You have a dissertation on your prop bets? Like, what do you mean if we have time?
One, I have to factor in this. Two, Joe's got one. And there's going to be debate. So
if we have time for three?
I don't know.
Do your first one.
Such a necessary pushback. All right. First one's Nico Collins. A few years ago, I bet this exact same line. I thought it was easy money. I bet it at LaBerge. It was his receiving yardage total for the year. The Vegas line was 1,000.5, like basically 1,000 on the dot. And I don't know why, but it's exactly at 1,000.5 once again. And obviously, there's going to be some fear with Nico because he always misses games. He misses games literally every single year. But to me, that's already baked into like this kind of low number. And he's missed 9 games over the last 3 seasons, including 5 in 2024. Remember when he had that hamstring injury? And he's still gone over 1,000 every single year. And 2 of those years, he was over 1,100. And 1 year, he was close to 1,300. Even missing 2 games in those respective seasons. So I think over 1,000.5 is an easy hammer the over for Nico Collins.
I know why he said if there's time now.
That was not that long. You've given explanations so much longer. When we would do the blind resumes, are you kidding me?
So when did you get it at 1,000.5?
This was, I haven't actually bet it yet, but this was an email from Jimmy Shapiro.
You said you did it at
was 24.
Oh, so you won?
Yeah, I won.
Yeah, but he couldn't cash it.
Why?
He waited too long.
I waited too long, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, Statute of limitations right up on it.
I didn't realize that existed.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't either. I found out.
That stinks.
Yeah, I just waited to the next time we went back as a show, which was, I think
it was like
months.
It was a full season.
Was it a full calendar
year?
Like
during the playoffs and didn't go back.
And apparently,
like
they have a 6-month limit there, so.
How much it cost you?
It was a $20 ticket. It wasn't much.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I'm with it.
Nico was named to the NFL top 100 list today.
He was.
No, I'm down with that. I think it's a good call. I think he's going to surpass that. Yeah, sounds good. What's your next one?
Proof. All right, next one. David Montgomery. I think this one's not as much of a slam dunk, but I like it. So his Vegas line for rushing yards is 775.5. Obviously, last year he didn't hit it. Year before, he hit it exactly like right on the dot at 775. But that's obviously coming with the caveat of he's splitting carries with Jahmyr Gibbs, right? I think if he gets over 200 carries here, because he's been over 4 per carry the last 3 years, and I think 200 carries is a guarantee here, he's going to get over 800 yards and easily pass the 775. In fact, he went over that number Vegas has for him this year in each of his last 5 seasons. Last year was the first year he didn't hit it, but here there's no Jahmyr Gibbs that's going to hold him back.
I won't nitpick that 2 years ago he fell half a yard short. But
I said that though. I said he hit 775 on the dot.
I think he said what's the over under?
775.5.
I think you just said he did his last 5.
That would be under
last year.
Yeah, it would be under, but I think I clarified that. But either way, like he's right at the number, even being under 200 carries.
I like the bet.
Gibbs.
I like the bet.
I also like the bet.
I like the bet. I think both of your bets hit if they stay healthy.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that you win the Nico bet if he misses even 3 games. More than that, I think you're in trouble.
Yeah, I think I'd even feel comfortable if he missed 4.
Okay.
Yeah, like he missed 5 2 years ago.
How many games would you feel comfortable for David Montgomery to miss to hit that?
2 or 3.
I think even 3 or 4.
Yeah, I mean, he hit and when he hit the when he missed it by a half yard 2 years ago, he played in 14 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, he's splitting with Gibbs,
yeah. Right. Yeah. He's splitting with Gibbs.
No, I like both of those bets. Yeah, I think you're onto something there, Brian.
All right, one more. I guess we did have time for it. Dalton Schultz receiving touchdown line this year is only 2.5, which, I mean, I don't love betting on Dalton Schultz just because I feel like I don't want to live off the high of him setting a Texans team record last year. Like, it's going to continue to be that way every single year. Although that was receiving yards, not touchdowns. But his receiving touchdown total right now, the projection's 2.5. He's hit that in 5 out of his last 6 seasons. I think 2.5 is kind of the you're at the floor. I mean, he doesn't have to obviously be, he doesn't have to get 6. He doesn't have to get 7. Like, I think he easily gets 3 or 4 and beats this number. Although Jaden Higgins emerging does worry me a little bit.
Such a low number.
That's not my biggest worry on it. It is a low number, and I like the bet.
What's the biggest worry?
CJ Stroud.
Fair. I guess I would twist that in saying that they just run more at the goal line. But
that's mine.
Yeah.
It's David Montgomery over 7.5 touchdowns this year.
Mm. He's hit the yards more than the touchdowns, I think. I like both of those, actually.
Yeah, I think I was curious what the number was. I saw 7.5, and I was like, oh. Like, they struggled to run the ball in the red zone last year. They got there quite a bit and were just kicking field goals. Like, if the offensive line is improved at all and the running back is improved, which it definitely is, it shouldn't be as much of a problem this year. So I like the over 7.5 touchdowns.
Man, there's nobody that's going to steal goal line touches from him.
Like, Woody's not taking those.
The only thing would be is that they go like more, tush push.
I don't see that with Stroud, though.
Remember last year they were doing it with, like, Stover.
Oh, that's right. They did.
Oh, Stover Dover.
Stover Shove. What would we call it?
Stover Dover?
Stover Dover.
Yeah, Dozer or Dover?
I think Dover.
I don't remember.
I think it was Red Rover.
I think it was Red Rover. Send Kate Stewart's over on over. Yeah. I think it's what it was.
I think it's
that sounds so dumb. That probably was it.
We're so stupid.
That's probably was
Red
it.
Rover. Red Rover. Send Kate Stover on over. I think that's what
that
it
probably
was.
Was it.
How do we forget that?
It's been a while.
It's an alternate reality.
I hope that if Montgomery's good, they won't need to do that though. Like, I feel like that's a cause and effect of how bad the running game was and being able to, get a yard from a normal position where the running back would get the ball. So hopefully they don't have to do that this year.
Yeah. Or the handoffs to Tommy Togiai.
Yeah. Hopefully that goes away too. And the reverses to Nico Collins in the red zone.
I think that, I like all those bets. My fear here is that we're being a little bit too bullish on the Texans offense.
I don't know if it's even being that bullish because I feel like all those numbers are pretty much at their floor.
Yeah, like I don't think
outside of catastrophic injury.
Like
Nico's missed 9 games over the last 3 years. He's been over 1,000 yards in each of them. In 2 of those years, he cleared it by a lot. It was over 1,100 and nearly 1,300 in 2023.
Yeah, like I think
same thing with Montgomery. That's proven to be his floor.
Huh. It feels like all these could hit, and the Texans' offense could still be average at best.
Yeah, I think these could all hit. We still have the same questions about the Texans.
I think
offense.
I'm gonna go play these.
Okay.
I like
Hopefully
these.
They're the same on your book, but
I like these.
Were from BetOnline.
Some long-term sweats of the day?
I don't think that's the theory of the – it's not the spirit of the game.
Yeah, because you're not really sweating it.
You're sweating it all season.
Yeah, but you're not – the spirit of sweat of the day is to sweat it during the show.
So we just call it something else?
Sweat of the year? Sweat of the season?
Sweat of the season.
I guess.
Well, it could make us more profitable.
As long as we're
pretty profitable when I'm around.
Yep. Bad week last
Except for today. We lost some soccer.
Larn.
Larn. Larn, Northern Ireland.
Who the f*** is that guy?
I bet you Connor knows.
He probably does.
He's probably a big Larn fan. Yeah, I think he's a Larn supporter.
He might own Larn, honestly.
Yeah. It could. That's in play. All right, 713-780-ESPN. HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. When we come back, let's cash them or trash them with Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. Get on out there to Two Creeks. Great time to get out there now. You know, it's hot right now, so you get out there to the nature. You get the shade of the beautiful trees that are out there. Maybe in the fall, maybe when the leaves start to turn a little bit, the weather starts to cool. It is always a great time to get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Great way to spend some PTO, great spot to find some peace and comfort. Great spot to take the kiddos and let them just go out and explore. We don't love them on their devices, right? We want them to get out there and play and the great outdoors, Mother Nature. And there's no better spot to do that than Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. One, it's only 90 minutes from Houston. You're there in an hour and a half.
Two, they have 92 acres of property to let them roam around, open green spaces, wildlife, Mother Nature, the way it was intended to be. Maybe you like to fish. Maybe they like to fish. You can fish on their two creeks. Drop the line in the water. They got a catch and release pond in the middle of the property so you can learn. You can teach how to fish. Teach the kiddos. So get on out there to Two Creeks Crossing Resort and have a great old time. They're going to take care of you, whether it's live music, whether it's their food trucks, their weekend activities, or all their great amenities like Swampers, where you can get a cold one, like their pool where you can hang out, take a dip, or their water park, Blue Bayou Bend, which is awesome. Lazy River on the water park as well. You're going to love it. Plus, they have all the stays. They got glamping, waterfront cabins. They have a treehouse. You have an RV, pull up the RV. They have the perfect stay for everybody. So book your stay now, twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Prepare for overreaction on my mark.
It's that time of the week where overreactions are welcome.
They say Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, but he never fought Cassius Clay. What was he afraid of? Boom! Hot take!
It's Cash'em.
That is so good, but that's exactly right.
Or Trash'em.
This is your hot take.
Seems like an overreaction.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Cash'em or Trash'em, Jeremy and Joe, 713-780-3776. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? We lost both sides of that that Larn bet. Red Star Belgrade beat Larn 4-0. So we lost the Larn plus 2 and the under 3. So we lost a unit today. We're down to minus 4 or 5 units on the week and 4.55 units on the up on the year whenever I'm here. Minus 6 units when I'm not. All right, cash or trash? What are you cashing? What are you trashing, Joe?
Nico Collins is perfectly...
Going to have over 1,500 yards?
Is perfectly rated in the top 100.
I think he's underrated.
You think he should be higher on this list?
Yeah, because where do you think he's going to come in just receivers?
Like 12th?
I think it's too
low. That's too low. I would put him more like 8.
I think it's the injury thing is probably why he's at this point from the player's perspective. Because we saw with like Lamar Jackson on this list, he dropped from 2 to 69.
Yeah, and Trevor Lawrence is like 7 spots ahead of him, which is crazy.
So it's like it seems like they really do factor in like the injury part of this for some reason when guys are like how much they actually contribute to the team. But I think he'll be like the 12th wide receiver.
I think Nico Collins will be the 12th wide receiver. Number 58 in the NFL top 100 is too low. Nico Collins, one of the most underrated receivers in the NFL. Nico Collins in the last 3 years, Joe, is 9th in receiving yards of every receiver in the NFL. Mm-hmm. In receiving touchdowns, Nico Collins is 6th in the – actually, he's tied for 5th. So tied for 5th most touchdowns in the last 3 years combined. He's 9th in the NFL in receiving yards in the last 3 years combined. Nico Collins is underrated.
Why'd you nod to the camera?
Because I'm going to post it on TikTok later.
That's why I waited. So
I knew you knew it.
Yeah, I was waiting so it would be clean, but I also wanted to call you out on it.
I knew you knew it. Thank you for that, bro.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Brian's got great feel. That's why I love Brian. He's got great. That's why I'm bringing you my second S&M mug tomorrow.
Don't say it, S&M.
That's what the logo says on there.
Oh, is it?
Why can't I say that?
There's other connotations.
Like what? Do you know?
No. And I don't really want to Google it either.
No.
Brian's a pervert. Cash for trash. Cash for trash. Brian's a perv.
Do you know what it means? Brian. I just looked it up. Sheesh. A little concerned you know what that is.
It says S&M on the...
That's the logo, S&M.
Oh, man.
It doesn't
that's
have
unfortunate.
The
that's like...
What's Brian into?
That's as unfortunate as... I don't remember this.
Do you not want it anymore?
No, I'll still take it.
You like it more now.
You could probably scrub it off. Might like it more.
Sometimes people don't Google things.
A little uncomfortable. You knew what that was.
I didn't think that was that unknown.
It wasn't this room.
Without Googling, did you know what that was? 713-780-3776. All right, what are you cashing or trashing, Brian?
Oh, I'll cash. Like, I know when... I was looking to see if there was actually odds on this yet. I haven't seen it yet. But I imagine the odds-on favorite for first head coach fired this year will probably be Aaron Glenn of the Jets. So that seems like the most logical. But I'm going to take a stab at someone else. I'm going to say it's going to be Shane Steichen. Like, I think, obviously...
Wow.
Fans were excited about the 7-1 start. We know it finished with 8-9, so there's definitely a sour taste, although they'll dismiss most of it because of the Daniel Jones injury. But I'm a little worried about him coming off the Achilles. I'm a little bit worried that they're kind of overrated anyway. And this starting schedule, like, you look at their first 9 weeks, and other than a week against or a game against the Titans, I believe that's in week 6, like, it's a really tough road for the Colts. Like, they start off with Ravens at Chiefs, Texans. Slight softer touch with the Commanders at Steelers in the Titans game I mentioned. At Vikings, at Jaguars, Cowboys. I think the Colts are going to get off to a pretty rough start, and Steichen's gone by week 10 in the NFL.
Well, I'm going to trash it. I think they're going to be pretty good.
Trash.
I like your argument, but I'll trash it.
Also, I want to mean the Ursay daughter's a real firecracker, wild card in this whole thing.
I think that's a point in my favor.
Yeah, I do too.
But do we know that? Do we know that she's going
to
be? Like,
I don't know.
That
like
quick to.
I kind of think we do, just because. I mean, she's taking notes on the sidelines. I think she's going to be reactionary.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm going to trash it. You trash it.
Yeah, I trash it.
My cash or trash, goals in the third place game of the World Cup should not count for the Golden Boot.
Cash.
Kylian Mbappe stole a Golden Boot from Lionel Messi. He should be thrown into jail for theft. Mbappe scored 2 goals in the third place game, finished with 10 goals in the World Cup, 1 more than Lionel Messi. Kylian Mbappe won the Golden Boot at the 2026 FIFA World Cup, and it should belong to Lionel Messi.
I cash that.
Pause. I could sense another video coming.
I wasn't planning on it at first. Okay. I was like, this is going to be...
Yeah, I'll cash it as well.
There you go.
There's the sound effect.
Good cash, guys.
Who do you like for first coach fired?
I mean, it feels like Aaron Glenn's the easy answer, but if we had to pick someone besides Aaron Glenn,
I don't want it to be Glenn. See, I'm actively rooting...
Because of Nimitz?
For Aaron Glenn. Yeah, Nimitz. He's a Houston guy. I haven't really.
Todd Bowles could be there.
See, I think the Buccaneers are going to be decent.
Quinn could be there.
What about Zach Taylor?
Oh, that's a good call.
They open Bucks, Texans, Steelers, Jags.
They've had so many like bad starts where they figure it out, though.
I know.
But I think that buys him some time.
But then they go Dolphins, Ravens. Like, they could very easily go 1-5.
Especially since they always start September poorly.
How about the Eagles start 1-6 and they sack Sirianni?
Oh, did you see this JetGPT thing with Sirianni?
Yeah.
Love
it. Kind of like him now. No, I'm just kidding. I don't like that guy. I mean, there's not a ton out there. Like, all the bad teams have new coaches.
But that's why I think Steichen's, like, a good one.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
It almost makes me wonder, like, if it's not Aaron Glenn... The way it's set up at this moment, like, it kind of makes me feel like we see a season where there's not an in-season firing?
Sure.
Like, this happened before.
I'd have to look up the track record, but I guess it's possible. Although then, I mean, Aaron Glenn's going to get fired mid-season.
Probably.
So I think, it might be just that we get only the one.
It's your call. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go to the HRMP listener line. Travis, you're on with Jeremy and Joe. Do you have a cash them or trash them for us?
Yes, sir, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Great. Good.
According to strength of schedule, Baltimore is 6th easiest schedule with 11.5 wins. Kansas City's 10 with 10.5 wins. Cash or trash, Baltimore will have a better regular season than Kansas City.
Cash.
I'm going to trash it.
Trash.
Give me Kansas City. Eric Bieniemy's back, and he's going to save the day.
He's going to fix everything.
The guy that got run out in Washington. I'm with Joe. I'll cash it. I think the Ravens are better.
I think it'd be close, but because I got both teams in the playoffs. But
why do you think they're better?
I mean, they lost a lot on defense with the corners going walking out the door. Travis Kelce's another year older. I don't love their wide receivers other than Rashee Rice and Rashee Rice. Receivers. You kind of have to worry about.
I don't hate their receivers. Rice, Worthy, I think Thor.
I do like Ken Walker, but he gets hurt a lot.
He does get hurt a lot.
I'm not a big Worthy guy. So.
Plus, I love Mahomes. Mahomes is a stud.
No, I think they both.
But he was a stud last year, and they were terrible.
Yeah. I think Baltimore's just going to be good again this year.
Okay.
If Baltimore's not the
like,
answer
how many
to this,
wins do you think the Chiefs can get to?
Probably, 12, yeah. 13.
See, I don't see them going to – I think their ceiling's kind of like 10, and I think the Ravens won 11, 12.
Remember what happened last time? Everybody doubted Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. He won back-to-back Super Bowl titles.
Or miss the playoffs, depending on what year you're talking about.
No, everybody, they traded Tyreek Hill. They're like, oh, the Chiefs are not, are they going to miss the playoffs now? They don't have Tyreek Hill. Then they won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean.
I never will doubt Pat Mahomes until he gets old.
Same.
Then I'll doubt
I think they'll bounce back this year, but I think the Ravens have a better record. Okay. By like a game or two.
All right, we shall see. Let's go back out to the HRP listener line. Chip, you're with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Chip?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Good, good. I was going to just throw in one more name to the pot of coaches that might get fired this year. I remember recently going to a Bengals game, and I know that those fans really do not like Zach Taylor. And I've always felt like they're one Joe Burrow injury away from being the worst team in the league. I think they didn't do enough to give an offensive line. They kind of washed away a lot for Dexter Lawrence. And then Trey Hendrickson's out there, too. So I don't really see that team being very successful if Joe Burrow can't stay healthy. And if that doesn't happen, I can definitely see Zach Taylor being one of the coaches that's on the hot seat, too. That's all I want to add. You guys are good. Get going. Thank you.
Great call, Chip. Thank you for giving us permission to keep going.
Is that objection worthy?
No.
I thought about it because Joe literally said that.
He had the courage to call.
Yeah, okay.
I did think about it, though.
Okay. Yeah, Joe mentioned Zach Taylor.
That's why I asked. I didn't want to be premature ejection.
No, no, it was a good call. Call back anytime.
Thanks, Joe.
Maybe next time don't give us permission to continue on with the show.
What if
you guys can finish up now.
What if he hadn't?
We just sit here, twiddle our thumbs for the next hour and 15 minutes.
Guys, I'm just going to take it here for the next, let me know when to go to break.
We're just messing with you, Chip. Yeah, Zach, they've gotten off to bad starts and have righted the ship in the past. I think that he gets the benefit of the doubt there.
They're also kind of a cheap franchise. They might just let Zach Taylor ride it out.
Exactly. That's a great call on that point. 713-780-ESPN, a few on the text line. Cash or Trash, BMAC looks like a Mr. Pibb guy, Branham Fanta, Joe Cherry Coke or Vanilla Coke?
Vanilla.
I'm trashing it. I'm not a Fanta guy. I'm an original Coke.
I'll have to cash it for me. I do like Mr. Pibb over Dr. Pepper.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's contrarian.
No, it's not my first soda choice, but if it's literally Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb, I'll choose Mr. Pibb.
What's your first choice? Root beer?
Coke Zero.
Oh. Yeah, I'm an original Coke guy. Every now and then I'll get a wild hair and dash a little vanilla in it.
A wild man, you put some vanilla in it.
Put a little vanilla.
When you're living dangerously.
Yep. I'm really just only an original Coke guy, but between cherry and vanilla, I would go vanilla.
Vanilla's great. Cash or trash, it should be a state jail felony for someone to attempt to initiate a conversation while standing next to a stranger at a urinal.
Yeah, I'm with it. Cash it.
Craig Biggio talked to me once when we were peeing side by side.
But he knows you. You're not a stranger.
He didn't know me.
What was the conversation?
This is Jeremy Branham. I know that guy.
I think that the Astros were getting lit up. It was like in the sixth inning. It was at an Astros game. And I was in the press box. I think it was covering the game. It was like in the sixth inning. I think the Astros were getting lit up. And I think Biggio looked at me and goes, I thought batting practice ended at six.
He's got jokes, huh?
I went, huh? And then flushed and then washed my hands.
He gave him a polite laugh because he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. I wouldn't have laughed if it was somebody else. But Yeah, so he did that. If Biggio can do it, anybody can do it.
It's different.
I peed next to Roger Clemens once. He didn't say a word.
That's the right way to handle it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I didn't want him to throw anything at me. Who else have I peed next to?
You peed next to AI when you saw him at that TGF Friday?
No. We were at the bar together. Hmm. Burrow was an elevator thing.
Yeah.
I peed next to the Big E. We peed next to each other before.
I figured you guys.
That one's like a little intimidating. Because, peeing next to a guy who's 6'10 is a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
gotta. I'm like, how's it going up there? It's a little weird.
Have to crane your neck to look up and have a conversation. Yeah, just don't have a conversation.
Yeah, just don't talk.
Especially since you're gonna be on the radio together as soon as you leave the bathroom.
Well, pre-show meeting,
Oh, okay,
that's what happens.
I'm usually playing on my phone whenever I'm at the urinal. So
that's weird to me.
Why?
I've noticed you do that, but like,
are you watching him pee?
Well, I just walked by. I could see that he's got his phone in his hand. It's not hard to see.
I'm just resourceful. I like to stack things on top of each other. You ever heard of stacking?
Sure, but it's mostly a sanitary thing for me. Like
sanitary? I'm not peeing on my phone in my hand.
No, this could be splashback.
Where you guys? Where you hold it high?
I don't know, man.
Hold it up.
You got to hold it at eye level. You're all right. You ever get splashback on your chin, Brian? What do you mean, splashback?
You're always holding eye level?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's gross.
Have you noticed me do differently?
This show's absurd today.
No, I like stacking habits, though. That's a thing. You never heard of that? Stacking habits? Like, you do things as you're doing other things.
Yeah,
like, if you're waiting for coffee to brew, like, put up the dishes. Like, you're stacking habits. It increases efficiency, blah, 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 blah.
Hold on. That's not an efficiency thing. You're scrolling through Twitter.
That's
not an efficiency thing.
Absolutely, it's an efficiency
thing.
No,
you're doom scrolling. You're not doing anything
serious. No, there's things I find on Twitter that are useful to the show.
I doubt you're doing anything serious in the 30 seconds you're holding your phone while
I'm usually arguing with my trolls, to be honest with you.
So, see? Not productive.
I get paid to tweet.
You could tweet the 30 seconds after you leave the bathroom.
That's not stacking.
Ah.
I don't think he knows what stacking is.
No, I understand that. I don't think you're gaining value.
Disagree. I'm getting 2 cents a tweet.
What a sick brag.
Flex. So if you say that Nico's going to be inside top 10, then you're saying CJ's going to have an excellent season throwing the ball this year.
Not at all.
I don't think so.
No.
Look at Andre Johnson, his whole career. But it leads to his cash or trash. Cash or trash, CJ will be in the top 12 quarterback rankings this year. That's subjective.
Like by the end of the year?
That's what he's saying.
I'll trash it.
Whose list are we looking at? Like the NFL's list?
I think it's kind of your own.
Oh. I'll trash it.
Trash.
I don't think that CJ's going to be top 12 at the end of the year. Yeah, I don't think they need him to be, though. Like, I keep seeing this take and this narrative out there. CJ's got to be top 10 for them to be a Super Bowl champion. And obviously that would help. That would be great. I don't think it's a necessary, though. I don't think you have to have him be a top 12 quarterback for you to win it all. Does it increase your odds? Sure. But does diminish your odds to zero if he's 14th?
Mm-hmm.
Does it diminish your odds to zero if he's 17th?
No, I do not.
No, he really, the bar is Trent Dilfer.
Yeah,
you know what he has to be,
bed.
Though? You know what he has to, that's it.
Yeah.
He just can't crap the bed.
Yeah.
He just can't have a New England game. Sarge the other day, I think it was while I was away, so I saved it for Monday because I was working yesterday. He tweeted out how four of the interceptions that Stroud threw against the Patriots, only two were his fault.
Yeah, that came from a conversation Sarge and I had on Friday.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, yeah.
So I went back and I pulled up all four interceptions. CJ Stroud has blame. And look, the great Brock Osweiler once said, every interception tells its own story. And there's reasons that, interceptions are thrown that aren't always on the quarterback and certainly not 100% of the blame. But in every single one of those four interceptions that CJ Stroud threw, he has some part of the blame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got hit on a little, rollout where he tried to throw it downfield on a 1st and 10 where he could have just taken the sack. And guess what? You have an elite defense. Taking the sack is the right play. And that's what worries me about CJ. It's not like, oh, he threw four interceptions in a playoff game. It's, boy, those were bad football decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the thing. You just can't crap the bet. You just have to keep your team in the game. You can't lose the game single-handedly. That's like the whole – remember he got offended whenever they called him a game manager? He's like, I'm not a game manager. What do you say? I'm a game changer.
Game changer, yeah.
Yeah, you're darn right you were. You changed the New England Patriot game. If you were a game manager, Texans might win the game.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're a game changer, you lost it for them. So
arguably,
like,
changed the Steelers game, too. They just overcame it.
Exactly. So be a little bit more game managey. This team could use that, actually. Game manager sounds great to me.
If he was a game manager, they go to the Super Bowl last year.
Watching the playoffs last year makes me desire a game manager more than I've ever desired a game manager in my life. A game manager sounds like a ribeye. Ribeye to me. Sounds like it would taste pretty good right now.
Is it tasty? Yeah, is it tasty? That's our scale. I mean, I think we were universally saying Davis Mills should enter the game at some point, and then Patriots lost.
Yeah, they're so
which
bad.
Which is an indication of how poor CJ Stroud played.
That's the thing, man. Like, oh, they didn't get him help. The offensive line's hurting him. Okay, yeah, those are valid reasons. But because you have a defender in your face doesn't mean on 1st and 10 with a 3-point lead that you should heave the ball into traffic 10 yards down the field.
Yeah, it's totally unnecessary.
Like, just throw the ball at the dude's feet. And live to fight a 2nd and 10. Take the sack and just punt.
And those are the mistakes he made as a rookie. He just happened to not get caught. Like, he would make those same throwaways. We've seen him throw the ball away where, like, he just needs to get the ball out of bounds and it gets picked off on the sidelines.
People forget that.
He just doesn't airmail the ball out of bounds. And it's like he's throwing it out but does it so poorly
Like, that's the thing. Like, well, he didn't have...
This isn't new.
He didn't have good receivers in that game. Nico Collins was hurt. Okay, valid. Oh, the offensive line was bad. They were allowing pressure the whole game. Valid. But that doesn't mean when you have pressure in your face that you should just throw the ball up for grabs in the middle of the field at a first and 10 with a three-point lead. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. That's a stupid decision.
Low S.
Especially when you have a really good defense. Especially when you have a great defense. Like, those are bad football decisions. The football decisions, I think, bother me more than the interceptions. Because there are times whenever, okay, you're a third down and eight, you're down by 7 points, fourth quarter, you're trying to make something happen, so you're forcing into traffic 20 yards down the field, you get picked. Okay, so what? That's no problem. That interception's going to happen. But when you're up by 3 points halfway through the second quarter and you have a generational defense and you have the opportunity to A, take a sack, B, throw it at the feet of a tight end who actually fell on the play, or you can just heave it downfield and put the ball up for grabs on a 50-50 throw. Let's pick which one makes the most sense.
Yep.
He picks option C. You can't win with that.
No.
You can't. And look, here's the thing. Well, like...
But that's what he did last year. It's like it's totally unexcusable.
And it's the NFL. It's never going to be perfect. And look, some situations are more ideal than others, no doubt about it. I don't think the Texans have the most ideal scenario. In fact, I think they're towards the bottom. But every quarterback is going to face adversity in suboptimal scenarios. Who are the best quarterbacks? The ones that handle the suboptimal scenarios better than anybody else. You think Pat Mahomes up by 3 points in the third quarter on a first down and 10 with a defender in his face is going to just heave the ball downfield and make it a 50-50 ball?
Absolutely not.
No, he's probably going to throw it at the receiver's feet, incomplete, second and 10. Some quarterbacks might take the sack because they don't want to put the ball in jeopardy. And then the bad quarterbacks, you know what they do? They heave it down the field and are careless with the ball. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Fair.
It just triggered me. Well, those aren't his fault. Well, he's making stupid plays.
I also feel like I disagree. I think he's heavy blame on all four of them. Like it's he made terrible decisions for two straight playoff games.
I should have went back and watched them. I should have, because I kind of forgotten how dumb they were. To be honest with you, I shouldn't have went back and watched them. I'm a little, but it's actually good though. It's good that I went.
It
back
reminds
and watched
you
them.
Of what how bad it was
and what you need to see from him this year.
Yeah,
like to me, it's not the interceptions. Like certainly, I don't want those. To me, it's the decision-making. Decision-making. Yes, the Texans scenario. The Texans have not built this perfect platform for a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Offensive line subpar. Receivers are okay. Nico, I think, is very good. But outside of that, they're okay. Maybe good, though. Like, you had Diggs once upon a time. You had Higgins last year. Decent rookie year. You know, running game hadn't been mostly not good. Joe Mixon the 1 year was not bad. But overall, below average to bad in terms of a platform for a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, go make the best of the situation. Go make the best. I'm not telling you to be win the MVP with that. I'm just telling you to make good decisions. That's it.
Make good decisions. Go Super Bowl.
That's it.
It's like it's very cut and dry.
Do you trust him to make good decisions?
No.
Cash or trash, if C.J. Stroud has an absolutely terrible season this year, the Texans would move on from him at the end of the season.
Cash.
I actually cashed that as well. Yeah, I think we might just have to turn into an impromptu C.J. Stroud segment. Yes.
I agree. I'm fine with that.
All right, there's been some discourse about C.J. Stroud. Some talk about him. There's been some things out there about Stroud. Where are you with Stroud? As we're just days away from training camp beginning for the Houston Texans. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save